T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Center City, unrecognizable. Store windows smashed, glass littering the streets, merchandise stolen. There's vandalism, graffiti, cars set on fire, all part of yesterday's riots. KYW's Charlotte Reese has been out surveying the aftermath.
For Lisa Glover, who lives off JFK Boulevard, it was devastating for her to see the day turn to chaos.
You don't fight hate with hate, and we felt as soon as we could wake up this morning and the ban was lifted, we'd come out and we'd start banding together and helping this city start the process of rebuilding.
And Glover isn't alone. Mary Strain is out with her two sons. She says she understands the message, but not the destruction.
We really support Black Lives Matter. We support the protesters and we support our city. So we just want to do everything we can to be proactive in keeping the peace and cleaning up and being part of the solution.
The city's Department of Public Property cleaned the graffiti off City Hall and the Frank Rizzo statue. In Center City, Charlotte Reese, KYW News Radio.